फ्रेंड्स, वेलकम बैक। और सब्जेक्ट प्रोडक्शन एंड ऑपरेशंस मैनेजमेंट। और नेक्स्ट चैप्टर इज चैप्टर नंबर 12 एंड द नेम ऑफ द चैप्टर इज फैक्ट्री बिल्डिंग। वी हैव डिस्कस्ड अबाउट लेआउट, वी हैव डिस्कस्ड अबाउट मटेरियल हैंडलिंग एंड व्हाई वी नाउ डिस्कस अबाउट द फैक्ट्री बिल्डिंग व्हिच वी वांट टू बिल्ड, which we want to construct around our layout. Once the plant location is decided upon, whether it is village, whether it is suburb, whether it is city, we have discussed that. And then once the plant location is decided upon, the management's next important task is to raise a suitable building for the plant. Look at this building. This is a beautiful factory building. Look at this building, also a beautiful factory building. A modern factory building is much more than a workshed. It is required to provide protection of men, protection for machines, protection for materials, products, and company's secrets. It must protect all these things during all the seasons, minimize pilferage, minimize thefts. And because we have seen, if the factory building is not so good, thefts occur. We have seen the thefts happening. Okay, we tried to control it, but we were knowing that our factory building is not properly constructed, and so the thefts were occurring. A modern factory building has to serve as a part of production facility, a factor to maximize economy, a factor to maximize efficiency in plant operations. A modern factory building has to offer a pleasant and comfortable working because people are there, and also to project management's image and prestige. Certain vital factors for construction of a building are design of the building, which is done by the architect, type of materials for construction, and type of buildings. Building design. A well-designed building has the following general features. It ensures functional smoothness of operations, strong enough to withstand the effects of damages due to sun, due to storm, due to rainy season, weather, fire, floods, earthquakes, tsunami, and so on. Depending upon span and height, span between the columns and height. Depending on span and height, soil and climate at the location, materials used, product manufactured, there are standards for structural needs which should be adopted. National Building Code, you may have heard. It should be flexible. When process and technologies change, the building should be able to accommodate different type of operations. It may be achieved by using large spans, by avoiding permanent obstructions to material movement, by placing all heating, plumbing attempts in the truss walk, by constructing wide bays, and by making ceilings tall enough, high enough. Product and equipment. The product to be manufactured determines column spacing, type of floor, ceiling, heating, air condition. A large floor shop may demand a very high ceiling clearance, heavy reinforced concrete footing under machine. It should have large inside and outside doors for movement of large machines. A large area of land should be acquired because expandability. Suppose I want to expand the capacity. Rectangular building shapes facilitate expansion on any side. Strong foundations, supporters and columns for vertical expansion. Side walls should be non-load bearing to facilitate horizontal expansion so that I can remove the walls and change the shape. Employee facilities, we have discussed earlier. Look at this materials handling, lighting, ventilation, air conditioning, employee facility, look at this employee facility, canteen, protection of property and people, security, location, avoidance of service and maintenance charges, aesthetic consideration. So, type of buildings, I will show you various type of buildings. Wood frame, bricks, steel frame structure, RCC, that is reinforced concrete, cement concrete, pre-stressed concrete slabs, lift slab. Look at this building. This is steel frame structure. This is RCC. This is pre-stressed concrete slabs. These are lift slabs. Slabs are made on the floor and lifted and kept onto the columns and fixed it. Lift slab. Type of buildings are single story buildings, high bay and monitor types, then special types, multi story buildings are there. Look at this, a single story building. Look at this multi story building. Importance of an ideal building is it ensures a smooth operation of production activities. We have seen the same thing in the layout also. Smooth operation of production activities. It gives protection to property, protection to employees, shelter to employees, safeguards the company's secret. It reduces material handling cost, makes it more economical. It reduces WIP inventory. Manufacturing cycle time is reduced. It simplifies manufacturing and employee control procedures. It reduces service and maintenance charges. It increases plant flexibility and use. It increases employee comfort and morale. Recent trends. Recently, they are going to construction of single story flexible plants away from urban areas, in village areas or in suburb areas. Single story plants with mezzanine floors or basements, designed to have a wider space, as many as 100 meters with fewer columns, grass blocks, glass blocks and hollow cement blocks for natural lighting and ventilation. Recent trends. Factors affecting employee comfort are accorded top consideration. Square or block shaped buildings are more in there. Daylight construction in multi-story building is there. Emphasis is laid on simple building designs. Treatment of effluents is given due consideration to stop air pollution and defacement of historical monuments such as Taj Mahal. Recent trends are precast slabs, which are more economical. Wide windows, ample parking areas, automatic openings, rubber doors. Recent trends are controlled environment by AC, heating, artificial ventilation, larger bay sizes, 20 feet by 40 feet, 30 feet or 50 feet, rectangular, concrete floors, flat and monitor roofs, balconies are used for sub-assembly, light machining service areas and storage. So we make beautiful building, economical production. So we have seen how to make a very good building, how to make a very good layout, how to make a very, very good material handling system, so that our production and operations become most economical. Thank you.